Good evening. It's time now for Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. The Women of Valor Basketball Academy in-house league began its new season over the weekend. Redva Ebanks is the technical director and coach of the Women of Valor program.
It was good. The turnout was not where we expected it, but obviously coming off of Easter break, some of the kids were still out on school break. So they were still out camping or on vacation with their families. But we hope that it's going to pick up in the next week. Okay. So what they're going to do is get 4 weeks of instruction, and then they're going to get right into playing games. So for 7 weeks, it's going to be nothing but, you know, basketball games when they show up for practice.
Women of Valor is a top club in Cayman basketball, giving younger female athletes exposure to tertiary education opportunities. The club has grown tremendously over the years, producing two teams to compete in the Women's National Basketball League.
So one of the things I would like to tell parents is that girls normally don't get a good idea of basketball until they reach the secondary level, because it's a lot of focus, a lot of emphasis is on netball. So with us having this academy, it then exposes the girls to basketball a little earlier. So it's a good opportunity for them to see if basketball is a game, that a sport that they would like to play, you know, when they get into that time when they got to pick and choose what sports they want to do.
The academy is held at the Arc in Caymana Bay every Saturday through June 26th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for girls ages 6 to 12. The cost is $75 and includes a reversible jersey. Sticking with basketball, women's league action continues at the John Gray Gymnasium. The young Women of Valor squad held it together for the most part, moving into the second half of the match 5 points below as the score was 45-30 in favor of Islanders. But the experienced Islanders would grab onto a bigger lead in the late quarter and never look back, defeating the Women of Valor All-Stars 93-49. Islanders head coach Corey McGee says he recruited some key additions to make his team just right.
The tempo of the game today was a pretty close game, but you guys pulled away in the end. Tell me, what did you tell your team to get them going?
It's about just staying aggressive from the beginning. Just stay aggressive. We're very confident offensively. Obviously, we got good legs. We practice, you know, most days. We have good confidence amongst the team, good camaraderie. So it's just about staying aggressive and doing the things that we know that we can do.
You have some key assets on your team this year, two or three of them.
Absolutely. This year, I wanted to make sure that we put some complementary pieces on the court. Some veteran players that can complement the younger players and give them an opportunity to learn the game and put them in a position to be better players. So we've got Vicky from the UK. She's obviously here working, but obviously we've developed a fellowship before she came over. So it was just a good opportunity to bring her into the fold so that she can show these girls how it's played and share her experiences from the UK. And then obviously we got Joe, we have Genev. So, and obviously Joe being from Canada, she's an experienced player here. So she brings a lot of assets and value to the team as well. So we got some really, really good players this year. And I just look forward to just continuing to play well. And we won a championship.
16-year-old Charlene Seymour led the team with 22 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals. Coach McGee says Seymour is a valuable asset to his team.
She has a lot of length. She's long, she's lanky, she's quick, she's wiry. That accounts for her having 14 rebounds last night. She's all over the place. She doesn't sit still. She's improved her jump shot and attacking the basket. She's improved a lot. Right now, she would be our most valuable player, or the most improved player, from the way that she was last year to this year. So I'm looking forward to her just doing a lot of incredible things every game. And I expect for those numbers to be consistent for the rest of the season, you know, and those are the goals that we set, you know, 15 points, 10 rebounds, things of that nature. And she's really, really being a valuable part of the team. And she's accepted her role very well, and she's working hard every morning at the Breakfast Club to improve her game. So Charlene Seymour is definitely one to watch, and she's definitely going to be someone to represent the country in years to come.
Team captain Genev Magnan scored 21 points, 14 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Vicky Gray followed with 21 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. For Women of Valor All-Stars, Celeska McLaughlin led her squad with 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block, and 15 points. In the first match, the Rawlinson and Hunter Women of Valor alumni defeated Dream 76-33. Games continue every Sunday at 3 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. at the John Gray Gym in Georgetown. And organizers of the new Community Beach Volleyball League wants to make it clear that they will be using the league to search for new young talent to enhance their junior elite program. Tammy Kelderan is the beach director for the CIVF.
Because this is going to be focused for youth, We want to make sure that anyone who's coming and playing in the league knows that this is also a scouting event for the Junior Elite program. That, you know, this league is definitely an opportunity for younger players who are starting to shine to come out and possibly be invited to come out to join the Junior Elites program. So I think probably an important thing to mention is that if people want to register for the clinics and or the league, they can contact us by email. So registration is being accepted at pr@civf.ky.
Volleyball players both on Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac will get the opportunity to compete in the Cayman Islands Federation's latest Community Beach Volleyball League scheduled for Sunday, May 2nd. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.